I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With his signature Wednesday, President Bush reauthorized PEPFAR, allocating an unprecedented $48 billion over the next 5 years to help treat and prevent AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. That's more than any other leader or nation. Dave Evans, Vice President of Food for the Hungry, says
there's a lot of concern about things like how abstinence and faithfulness and a conscience clause for faith-based organizations, how those things will be dealt with in the new bill. But I'm really happy to say things like abstinence and faithfulness and other important things remain in this bill.
Evans says should FHI win federal monies, it won't keep them from their mission. Meanwhile, special needs children often age out of the foster care system and face an uncertain future. Bethany Christian Services' Janie Van Dyke is asking prospective adoptive families to consider special needs children. Van Dyke knows it's not for the faint of heart, which makes the opportunity a perfect one to see the love of Christ make families whole.
We hope to find Christian families because that's our goal, is to place these children in homes that they can learn the love of Jesus.
Go to our website for more details. And it's now possible to send God's word around the world instantly and for free. Thanks to today's technology, millions more can access the gospel online. Faith Comes by Hearing just launched their updated website, faithcomesbyhearing.com, which serves as an online audio Bible distribution center. People can use the audio Bible sampling software on their website or post links on their social networking profiles, blogs, or websites. For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Today's the deadline. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.